Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, now, let's see. Are we on page 130?
Yes.
Nadrishyate Atra?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, Bhandarkar, page 130, second complete sentence, third sentence down, Nadrishyate Atra. Okay.
Nadrishyate Atra Kopi Rodanam Tu Shruyate. So, the santi is Na Drishyate Atra Kaha api rodanam tu shruyate. So, na drishyate, not having atra is here, drishyate, not having seen.
Oh, actually,
or not.
Drishyate, what, how are you taking it? What form is it?
Teyate ante. So, it's passive.
Passive. So that would mean is seen. And yeah. Nadrishyate.
Not seen here. Kaha. Mm-hmm. Kaha who? From kim? Nominative singular. Api. Even.
Okay, I'll have to teach you something here, but go all the way through and then I'll go back and teach you this thing.
Rodanam. Rodan. I looked up the substantive as rodan, which means to cry.
Rodana, you're doing Hindi.
Rodana, sorry.
Yeah, rodana.
Rodana. So rodanam would be accusative or nominative singular of rodana.
Mm-hmm.
Tu, shruyate. Shruyate again would be passive, third person singular. And tu is.
But.
But, right. Indeclinable. So. It would translate as someone who is weeping is not seen here, but even though that who is weeping is not seen, they can be heard.
Crying is heard.
Crying is heard, right? Even though crying is heard by someone who cannot be seen here.
Not exactly. Okay. Let me explain a couple of things here. First of all, you know the kopi?
Mm-hmm.
The kahapi, mm-hmm. That could also be kainapi, or when you have api, chana, or chit, following or attached to a form of kaha, kim, or ka, then it makes for the indefinite pronoun. So kopi actually means someone. It could be kopi, kaschit, kaschana. So api, chit, or chana.
Api, chit, or chana. Okay.
When added to a form of kaha in masculine, neuter, right, or feminine,
right,
it makes for what we call an indefinite article, indefinite pronoun, which would be translated either as a or an, or some or someone. Like a person is different than saying the person,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a person or some person.
Right.
So if you have just kopi without any other subject, if it was like kopi purushaha, that would be some person.
Mm.
But if you just have kopi, it would mean someone.
Okay.
Okay. Or you, do you see what I mean?
Yes.
But now the next thing to understand is when you have a negative with an indefinite pronoun or indefinite article,
so no kopi, okay.
Then it means no one.
Oh, right. Okay.
Remember we talked about this
yes.
The last class.
Yes.
And someone means among many people, some one person.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot different than saying nobody at all, no one at all. So you have to make a note that when you negate an indefinite article like this or indefinite pronoun, it is it creates an absolute negation.
Negating indefinite.
So it means no one, okay?
Yes. Yes.
If you look on page 129, the addition of chit or uppi to Kim in all of its genders gives it an indefinite sense. Kim chit, kas neuter, something or anything. Kas chit, somebody. Okay. He doesn't talk about chana here. Chana is the third one.
Okay.
But he doesn't mention here that the negation creates an absolute. So someone, no one.
Right.
Something, nothing. Okay.
Right.
So now if you look at this.
Okay.
Try it again. Just this first part. Nadrishate atrikopi.
I don't see anyone here.
No?
I see.
What's
no
the subject?
One.
Kaha api kopi. What's the subject?
Kaha? Is kopi, is the subject then the indefinite pronoun to someone?
Yeah, because kaha is nominative singular.
Right.
So that's the subject.
Okay, so but in this case, na is applied to drishate, not to kopi?
No.
Or it's
no one.
No one.
Na kopi.
No one is here.
Is seen here.
Here, yeah.
No one
is seen here, right.
Because since
but
the...
But crying is heard, okay.
Since the indefinite pronoun is being used here, right?
Mm.
You see the negative. The negative is going to be used in reference with the kopi.
Okay.
Because it's still negative. You could say some, but there's a difference between saying someone is not seen here. Kopi, someone, nadrishate is not seen here. That's not correct. Because when you have an indefinite pronoun that's negated with a na, then it becomes an absolute no. Kopi means no one.
But how do I know that na is applied to kopi and not to drishate?
Because kopi is the subject of the sentence.
So I could say, I could translate that as kopi, if I take kopi as someone, someone is not seen.
But when kopi is used with a negative verb, it becomes no one. And you don't want to say no one is not seen here.
No, because na is going to apply to either. I thought na was being applied to drishate, so I could say someone is not seen here.
But that's what I'm saying. When kopi is the subject of the sentence, and the verb is negated, like in this case, then that negation is going to be given to the kopi.
Okay.
So it's going to say no one is seen here.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
Which has a different meaning than saying someone is not seen here.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have other examples of it.
So
the negation of the verb takes place in the kopi, saying no one. Right?
No one is seen here, but weeping is heard.
Exactly. The rodanam here is also the subject, and shruyate is passive.
Mm-hmm.
So no one is seen here, but weeping is, but crying is heard.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, so, the next one will be through me. Those are the only two I did. Okay. Purayani vastuni mahata shramena sadhyanya sansatanya dhuna yatranam samarthya dalpe naiva ayasena sadhyani.
Do you want to break the sandhi for me?
pura is used to be
in declinable formula.
Yeah,
in the past formula.
Pura yani vastuni mahata shramena, and then the next one is, I think, sadhyan. Is that the next word?
Mm-hmm.
And no?
Well, if it was, what would the next word be? If it was sadhyan?
Yeah, I didn't know. I got through it. So let's say it's sadhyanya. Sadhyanya.
How about sadhyani?
Sadhyani.
Mm-hmm. Palamplay plani.
Yeah, but there's no E here.
Sandhi.
E plus
R is what?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sadhyani. Okay, that makes sense. Sadhyani, and then the next one would be Aams.
Asan.
Asan.
What would asan be? It's the past tense of us in the third person plural. Us to be. Asan. Was.
It's the past tense of us. Okay, let's see.
Remember, like for instance, gam gach.
Gachati,
agachat.
Yes.
Gachanti, agachan.
Yeah.
Here, us becomes ah. Because of the added to the us, asan, was, or were, would be were, right? Because for.
Okay. So asan, stanya tuna, stan.
Wait a minute. That anuswara and sakara are sandhi rule.
So asan. And then after that, it's Tanya. Tanya Dhuna. I don't know.
Tani?
Tani Adhuna. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Tani Adhuna. Okay. Yantranam. Then I think the next is Samarthya.
Samarthyat.
Ah, that's what it is. Okay. Samarthyat. And then. Alpena eva ayas.
Alpena eva.
Yeah.
Ayasena.
Ayasena sadhyani.
Mm-hmm.
So. Pura. Okay. So pura is formerly yani. Yani, I didn't know what yani is actually.
Well, from yam, from yed, you know, it's a relative, but the core relative in the nominative to puro. Yani sad yani vastuni.
Vastuni is the plural nominative or accusative of vastu.
Right. So yani vastuni.
Yani vastuni some.
Which things?
Which things? Right.
Yeah.
Right. Which things? Mahata Shramena. Mahata is mahata to give something important or important.
Great. Mahat Mahata Shramena. Mahat Mahata. What case would mahat from mahat Mahata? What would Mahata be? Declined.
Mahat. Mahat is, okay, so that's consonant ending. So that would be like Dhimat? Is Mahat like?
Yeah, like Dhimat. So what would it be?
Dhimata. So,
with an A ending.
Right. It's plural.
No?
Dhimata. Oh, is it instrumental singular?
Yeah.
Okay. Instrumental singular, so that means the okay. Mahata Shramena. Shramena is Shramena, is that also
Shrama.
Like from Shrama?
From Shrama.
Like
Ram, yeah. Shrama.
Like Rama? No, Shrama.
Yeah, Shrama. Shramena, like Rama.
So it's just instrumental singular.
So Mahata Shramena.
The by the greatness of.
By great effort.
Like
Mahat
oh,
is
strong.
Just,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mahat is just an adjective. So Mahata,
yes.
That kind of shame.
Yes, by great effort.
So which thing, formerly, which things by great effort?
Effort. So this was Sadhyani.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, and Sadhyani, is that from Sad?
It's actually a potential participle and means things that are accomplished, obtainable or possible to make. But sadhya means things that have been accomplished, have been made. So he takes it as sadhya means possible to make, which is good.
Okay. Impossible to make. Sadhyani, so that's nominative plural, sadhyani.
Mm-hmm.
And then awesome, were. Made, things that were made, formerly things that were made by great effort. Okay, tani adhuna.
That could, we would say, because it's a potential participle, formerly things which were possible to make with great effort, by great effort, or things which were achieved, formerly those things which were achieved with great effort.
Right.
Those things which could be achieved with great effort, like that.
Right. Is adhuna in the current time?
Adhuna means now.
Those tani goes with yani tani.
Mm-hmm.
So tani is those things now, yantranam, by machines.
That's genitive. Yantra machines, yantranam.
Yes, yantranam is genitive plural.
Mm-hmm.
Samartya.
Samartyat.
Samartyat, right. So that's is it ablative, samartya?
Mm-hmm. Like Ramat.
Right. Samartyat. Of machines, it's possible. If they are capable, samartyat is capability, right? Samartya.
By the capacity. Because of the
capacity of machines.
Mm-hmm.
By the capacity of machines, and then it's, this was alpena eva,
mm-hmm.
And alpena, I don't know what that means.
Small, little.
Oh, alpha. By alpena eva, so by mere, by...
Alpena eva ayasena.
So ayasena is,
hold on. Ayas is effort.
Okay, so those things can be made by small...
But accomplished, right?
Accomplished by those things can be accomplished by the capability of...
Because of the capability of machines.
Those, yeah.
Capacity because, of machines.
Right. Because of the capacity of machines, those...
Tani, sadhyani.
Tani, sadhyani, those things are now capable of sadhyani.
Are accomplished.
Are accomplished by little effort.
Yeah. Let me just go through it with you. One thing I want to show you, remember this asan that where the nakara changes to anuswara and sakara, right?
Yeah.
In your bhandarka, turn to page 150. This is a whole list of Sunday rules that I like. Look at page number 25.
Uh-huh.
Just read that.
A final na, when followed by cha cha da tanda tha, is changed to an anuswara in visarga.
That's it.
A final na. So this would be awesome, and then.
Tani, right?
When followed by, so that would be Tani, when followed by the... Hi, Edward. How are you?
Oh, you're so lucky to have her to yourself.
I always have her to myself.
Come on, Tibby.
Right, so that's followed by the tha. And then it's changed to an anuswara, so that is the... Sorry. Changed to anuswara
and sarga. The nakara is changed to anuswara and sakara. Asan tani becomes asans tani.
Asam tani,
mm-hmm.
Will become. So that's changing anuswara and visarga.
Yeah.
So that means it will be.
Anuswara and sakara. Yeah, and then visarga changes itself.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it will become, first it will become asam saha tani, which will then go to asam tani.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is page 115. Okay.
I'm going to do this for you and point out some things along the way. when you're reading, say you go putta, okay, that's an indeclinable, so form related. Now you have yani. Mm-hmm. Always look right to the next word to see if there's a, something together with it. So it's yani vastuni.
Yeah.
Right, they're both in the nominative plural.
Yeah.
So which things? So then you see mahatā, go to the next word and see if there's any other instrumentals around there. Mahatā shramena.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So don't worry, don't try to do anything with mahatā until you see what's around it.
Mm.
So mahatā shramena, by great effort.
Mm. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Then sadhyāni is really a potential participle, but you have sadhyāni āsan. So now the first half of this sentence, this first clause is finished. The yāni side is finished. So it says, which objects, because of the āsan, which things were accomplished formerly, which things were formerly, those things that were accomplished with great effort.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
Then, now you have tani, there's nothing else around it, but you know it's the correlative to yani.
Mm.
So tani, those, adunan now, then yantranam. You know that's a genitive, it's going to have to be related to something.
Mm.
All it says right now is of machines.
Mm.
But you don't stop there, so you have to go try to see what's next to it. Yantranam samarjat, because of the capability of machines, or the capacity of machines. Then alpena. Alpa means small or little.
Mm.
It's an adjective. So you want to go right away to see what it's an adjective of.
Right.
Alpena eva ayasena. With little effort. Okay? Alpena with only a little effort.
Mm.
Eva. Emphasis.
Mm.
So alpena eva ayasena sadhyāni. Tani sadhyāni. Those things, those are accomplished with only a small amount of effort, right? Alpena eva ayasena. Because of the capability and the capacity of machines.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to help you in how to
approach
the sentence.
Yeah, no, that's very helpful, actually. That's really helpful to read it, to hear that. Sadhyāni, I think the only thing my mind was getting caught in there was potential participle. Sadhyāni is potential participle.
You don't have to worry too much about that. Just translate it as something which is able to be accomplished. He hasn't taught you potential participle yet, though he's throwing a lot of them in because he's taught you the potential case. So I keep pointing them out.
But sadhyāni, so the case of sadhyāni is...
Neuter.
Neuter.
Because it's an adjectival. A participle is going to be adjectival. Right? So it's adjectival to the vastuni.
Hmm.
Yāni vastuni. Tani sadhyāni adunā.
Okay, yāni vastuni and then...
Then tani. Purā yāni vastuni.
Yeah.
Then adunā tani vastuni sadhyāni. Right.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Let's do the next one.
Kim taya bhīmva. Is that kriyate? That's not very clear in my...
Yeah, it is. Kriyate.
Kriyate yasya dugdham. No, no palabhyate, no palabhyate. So the sandhi would be kim taya dhinva kriyate yasya dubham.
You're leaving something out with a yasya. There's no yasya. You have to do the sandhi.
Yasya. Is that a ya, which is that an e in there?
Yes, yaha.
Yes, yaha. Sorry, sorry. Yes, yaha. Yes, yaha is what did you say?
Feminine form of the ablative or genitive for a pronoun.
Dugdham na upalabhyate. So, okay, so kim is who, that's nominative singular. Kim taya, and taya is Taya, is that a tad, tad declension? No, it's not actually.
What? Taya? What is Taya from Ted?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is Taya from Ted, because I had written those out.
But is it masculine, neuter, or feminine?
Dhenva, is Dhenva cow? So maybe it refers to a feminine?
Denu.
Denu, right. So
what
then
would Dhenva,
so... Sorry?
What would Dhenva be if Denu is cow?
Right, so Dhenu, from Dhenu cow, Dhenva would be, is that, is that instrumental?
It is.
Right, instrumental singular. So from
Dhenu the, plus A, remember that
right,
A after.
Right. Instrumental singular by the cow. So Taya is then, Taya is that cow. Did I not do the feminine of Dad? I think I didn't do the feminine of Dad. Oh, no, I do need Sateta, of course. And so Taya is also, yeah, it has to be the same case, so that's also instrumental singular of Tad in feminine. So that cow, kriyate, is kim taya dhenva kriyate?
By that cow,
right.
Taya dhenva. Kriyate is the instrumental, I mean is the passive of kri.
Right.
Is
te, yeah.
So if you say kim kriyate, kim, if kim introduces a sentence, it can be a
question. Right.
So kim kriyate.
Kim kriyate taya dhenva. How, so who or which, what is done by the,
or what is
by
done,
that cow?
You could even say, we'll have to see the whole sentence, that what is done with that cow?
Or by that.
Or what is done by that cow.
Right. Yasyaha. So yasyaha will be, yad. Is yasyaha, is that the declension of yad?
From in the feminine, yes, yaha.
Right, so yes, yaha would also be, is yes, yaha ablative or genitive singular?
Mm-hmm. But sir, say if it's genitive, you want to look at the next word, yes, yaha dugtam.
Dugtam is milk. Is that dugtam in just accusative singular?
Well?
No, dugtam.
Look at the verb. Hello. The verb is impassive, not upalabhyate.
Cannot be obtained.
Whose milk? Na upalabhyate. Yasyaha dugtam. Na upalabhyate.
So it's... Oh, so it's actually...
What to do with that cow?
Whose milk
cannot
is not, be obtained.
Yeah. Who's not, in other words, what to do with a cow who's not giving milk? Right? That's the idea.
Yeah. So dugtam is then nominative. Right.
Yeah, neuter nominative.
Yeah. So in this case, kim is used as what, really not.
That's right. Cool. It can be what or why.
Yeah.
So here, what is done with that cow?
What to do. What is to be
or
done?
You can even, you don't have to say it. What is done with a cow whose milk is not forthcoming, is not being given?
Yeah. Whose milk cannot be obtained.
Yeah.
What is done? With that cow, Dayadhi.
That or that, it can even be.
Yeah.
But you guys.
Milk. So, yasyaha is.
But you know, in Sanskrit, the relative and correlative both have to be there. So, you've got the taya and the yasya. So, in English, we don't always translate both members in the same way. So, we would say, what's to be done with a cow that doesn't give milk?
Relatives are everywhere, right?
Everywhere. That's where you have to get really used to them.
Daya, yes, yeah. What is to be done with that cow whose milk cannot be obtained?
Yeah. And that's a passive construction. They Sanskrit uses the passive construction much more than we do.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when you're actually doing a formal translation, it's better to put it in the active in English. because what is natural and normal speech flow in passive for Sanskrit isn't in English. So you have to be aware of that. But first you have to get a very literal translation and you can make the change.
That's really helpful. Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do the next one.
There's like a verse or something, the next two. They're separate, right?
So it's but we'll take them together.
Okay. Yasyasti vittam sa narah kulinah.
Narah
kulinah. Sa panditah sa shrutimana. Sa shrutiman gunagyah sa eva vakta sa cha darshaniyah sarve gunah kanchanam ashrayante. So
let's break the sentence for me first.
Yasya asti vittam Sa naraha kulinaha sa panditaha sa shrutiman gunagyaha.
You're saying nyaha right there.
Gunagyaha.
That's a ja with a nya, like jnanam.
Jnanam, gunagnya. Gunagnyaha. Saha eva. Vakta, saha cha, darshaniyah, sarve, gunaha, kanchanam, ashrayante, yasyasti is, yasyasti.
Yasya asti.
Yasya asti, and then yasya would be. Yasya is the genitive singular of
yad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yad, right. So and so that would be of whose.
Of whom. Of whom or for whom?
Yeah, of whom asti is vittam. Vittam is
wealth. Yasya asti vittam.
Whose is this wealth?
No. For whom?
For whom?
You can say for whom there is wealth, or you can say who has wealth. Remember the using the genitive plus asti can mean have or has. Mm-hmm. They don't have that in Sanskrit, so that's how they form that word with the genitive plus asti. So if you wanted to, yasya asti vittam. For whom there is wealth,
okay.
Or for the one who has wealth, better to say for whom there is wealth.
For whom there is wealth, saha naraha kulinaha, that person, kulinaha is happy or contemporary?
Kulinaha is someone who comes from a good family.
Oh.
Because he is well-bred. That person
is well-bred, so asti in that second part is understood, or asti is the same, it's carried over.
It's carried all the way through.
Right. Saha panditaha, he is a pandit.
Mm-hmm.
Saha shrutiman gunagyaha. Shrutiman is...
One who has the shruti.
One who has
all
the
shruti man
is going to be
from shruti mat. Bhagavat.
Right. So I'm trying to remember what case that would be.
Bhagavan. Okay.
So just shruti man, just is the one who is just nominative singular.
And notice there's no other verb in the sentence until we get down to the end.
Saha shruti man. He is a shrutiman gunagyaha. He is a shrutiman and he has gunas.
He is one who, he translates this as one who appreciates merit. Guna means are all of the fine things, all of the good qualities. Nyaha is one who knows that. Gunagyaha. He appreciates all the beauty, all the fine good qualities.
And so asti is understood in that second sentence all the way through from the top. Mm-hmm. Saha eva vakta. He alone is Bhakta's...
Bhaktri. What's in Bhaktri? Bhakta. Kartri. Karta. Bhaktri. Bhokta.
But I don't know the meaning of...
But speaker, an orator.
Okay. So he alone is the speaker, he alone is the seer.
Darshaniya, how beautiful.
Beautiful
to be seen, handsome.
Okay, so
attractive.
He alone is the speaker, he alone is handsome. Sarve gunaha, all the gunas, kanchanam.
All good qualities, kanchanam means gold.
All good ashrayante. All sarve guna kanchanam ashrayante. Ashray
depend
isn't
on.
To take.
Depend on.
Depend on. Teyante. So that would be the passive third plural. So all good qualities, like.
It's not passive there. It's just from ashray, but ashrayante just means they depend on.
But isn't ashrayante, isn't teyate?
Let me tell you what the what the root is.
Ashray.
But this is just that they depend on sarve gunaha, all good qualities depend upon kanchan of gold.
Oh, so it's not like golden qualities. It's not used adjectivally.
No. Mm. It's in the accusative. Sarve gunaha.
Yeah, that's right. Kanchanam is accusative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
accusative. Sarve gunaha. Namantav plural,
right.
Ashrayante, depend upon.
Depend upon gold.
Gold. Yeah.
That's really funny. It's very tongue in cheek.
Saha
panditaha saha shrutima. Yes. Saha naraha kulinaha. Saha panditaha saha shrutiman gunajnah saha eva vakta saha cha darshaniyah sarve gunah kanchanam ashrayante.
Shri is shri, short e. The shakara with para and shri. First parasmipada and apnepada with awe to resort to depend upon. So that E plus the gana sign will become aya. So ashrayante. He's doing it as the apmanepada. It's not passive.
I see. So it's active.
It means to depend upon, right?
Yeah.
So all gunas depend upon gold. All the good qualities he's just listed all these good qualities. All gunas depend upon gold.
So it's active third person plural.
Right.
Okay.
Let's take just a second.
Okay.
We'll talk for a minute.
All right. Let's go to page 132, 133. The pronouns, first and second person.
Should you do the sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Naham aparadhi. I am not a criminal. Na aham aparadhi? Is that
aparadhi means criminal?
Oh, I don't know. In Hindi it does. I didn't see. Na aham, but I am not.
I just figured, like, what is at fault? Let me see if they have that strong of a word there. Guilty, offending. That's why. Aparadin, right? Guilty or offending. I just took I'm not at fault. But yeah. You can say criminal, I'm not guilty.
But
I think it really says, na aham aparadi, I'm not guilty, and you take it as an adjective.
Okay, aparadi is not taken as.
It could mean criminal, and
I'm just trying to figure out the case for aparadi.
From aparadin, there's only one case there it can
nominative.
Be. Yeah, because of the ahama. There's nothing, no choice. It has to
nominative
be nominative
singular.
Because of the aham. There's no verb, right?
Yeah. Na aham aparadhi. I am not at fault. I am not an aparadhi.
Yeah.
Raghunatha. snehyatya avayoho.
Where's your sandhi?
So it would be Raghunathaha. Snehatya. So is the H and Y, is that Y and E? Snehi, no.
E and A. Snehati Avayoho.
Snehati,
sorry. Snehati Avayoho.
Snehati, right.
Yeah.
Right. Snehati.
Sneh. You're saying it too. Snehati.
Snehati. Snehati Avayoho. Right. Snehati Avayoho. So Raghunatha is nominative singular for Raghunatha. And then Avayoho would be for, Avayoho is locative.
Snehyati.
Oh, maybe it's
Snehyati.
Snehyati.
Yeah. Avayoho.
Snehyati. Avayoho. Avayoho can be either genitive or locative for. So it would be of both of us or,
you know what?
In both of us.
The verbs of affection will govern the locative.
Oh, so Raghunatha has love for both of us.
Is affectionate toward both of us, or loves
but
both of us, or sneh means to be affectionate towards.
Right.
So he's affectionate to us, but that governs the locative, so that to us or toward us is going to be in the locative.
So
avayoho is in the locative dual.
I see.
If you look it up, up in the dictionary,
yes.
Not in Bhandaka, but it'll say it governs the locative, as verbs of affection and attachment often do.
Sneha governs locative.
Sneh. Sneha, which just means affection. This
right.
Is sneh. Sneh.
Sneh. Okay. Kutrasti me putrakaha. Kutra asti me putrakaha. Kutra is, actually I don't know what it is.
Where? That tra affix,
is
ku shows the interrogative. Whatever it's ku or ka is going to be interrogative.
Okay.
So kutra, that tra shows the sense of the locative case.
Okay.
So like tetra would be there,
yeah.
Yetra where as a relative,
yeah.
Kutra where as an interrogative. So kutra where asti, kutra asti.
Where is? Where is, so me then would be my, so
mm-hmm.
That would be genitive, singular. Where is my putrakaha? Putrakaha is?
Putra is son, and that uka affix usually is diminutive, so where's my little boy?
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Putrakaha is little boy?
Not always, but the kaha affix, one of its meanings is diminutive, and so when you put it on like kanya or putra, where's my little boy? Where's my little girl?
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Where's my little child? Bala. Balakaha.
Balakaha, that's right. Balak.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right. Putruk. Yes, I've heard it more in Balak than Putruk.
Yeah.
Putruk is Balika. Balika and Balak. Kutrasti me putrakaha. Where is my little boy?
Mm-hmm.
Bhagavati.
It's actually son, but you can say boy.
Right. Bhagavati Tvam Aham Vande. I say your praise.
But Bhagavati comes from Bhagavati, so it's the goddess. It's
Bhagavati,
the,
right.
So it's the vocative of the goddess. O Bhagavati.
Okay.
Aham.
Okay.
You know,
so
aham,
aham,
I prostrate to you, I salute
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Vande is in the first person singular apanapa, right? So aham
yes.
Vande, I bow down to you,
yeah.
I salute you, I worship you. Tvam, accusative.
Tvam, aham. Yes. Tvam is, yes, to okay. You, accusative singular. Aham is singular nominative.
Mm-hmm.
I to you, Vande,
mm-hmm.
Singular. Vande is, Vande is really its first Avinipata.
Yeah, Aham Vande. The Avinipata affix is E. So we have Vand, you know, plus A, the gun sign, plus E. A plus E is A.
Yeah.
Remember? A plus E is Vande.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was trying to remember.
What's
A
plus E?
Is A, but I was just trying to remember a common thing that
Eva Hemahe.
Yes. Eva Hemahe. Of course. Sorry. Yeah. Mas Manava Dhiraya. This would be. Is that ma, there's no maha. Can't be maha. So ma, is that ma? Ma asman? No.
Let me give you a hint. What is the negative for the imperative?
Ma. Right, so this would be ma asman.
Ma asman
avadhiraya. So ma is negating, and then asman is accusative plural, all of us. Avadhiraya, I don't know what avadhiraya means.
Avadhira means to despise or neglect. So avadhiraya, it's in the 10th Parasmaipada, avadhiraya.
Okay.
So here, it's an imperative.
Don't neglect all of us.
Don't neglect us.
Don't neglect us.
Don't disregard us. More than neglect, it's disregard or despise.
Don't
look down on us.
Right,
don't despise us. And so it's second person singular in the imperative, right?
Avadhiraya?
Yeah. May you not despise us or disregard us.
Okay.
Do you remember the imperative endings?
I don't have them down.
Yeah, but if I say that, it's imperative.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should remember them. Vishnu Ravo Matu. So Vishnu Vaha Avatu,
right.
Vishnu Vaha Avatu. God, Vaha, what is Vaha?
Secondary form. Look at your secondary forms of Yushmat.
Oh, yeah. Vaha. So it would be accusative or dative or genitive. Okay. Vishnu is the nominative singular for Vishnu. Avatu. Avatu mam, avatu vaktaram.
Sahanao of avatu.
Yeah.
Avatu means to protect.
Right. So, avatu, so is that also imperative? So, may Vishnu protect you all. So, accusative, so vaha would then be accusative plural.
Yeah, may Vishnu protect you.
You all.
Are you all.
Right.
Good. You recognize that two affects as imperative?
Yeah.
Sahana, Bhavatu.
Yeah. Or also in Avatu Mama, Avatu Vaktara.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, then, what is that? It's in parentheses.
It goes up from the bottom, the next sentence.
So, Tvaya, Saho, okay. So, Tvaya, Sahopavanam. Gantum Ichami. Tvaya is the instrumental for by you, instrumental singular.
Mm-hmm. By with.
And then saha opavanam, is that with?
How are you going to break the sending there?
Saha would be with.
With, and it covers the instrumental. So twaya, saha.
Oh, with you.
Mm-hmm. Together with you. With
together
you.
With you. Mm-hmm. Twaya, saha. All right. Together with you. Upavanam. Upavanam, mm-hmm. Oh, garden. To the garden.
Exactly.
Upavanam.
So, upavanam, right?
Right. Upavanam would be the palam. Is that nominative singular or mm-hmm. accusative? Could be, I guess.
Well,
Gantum Ichami. Oh, I wish to go to the garden with you.
So what is upavanam?
So accusative singular. I wish because...
I wish or I want
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, I wish to go to the garden with you.
Right.
Okay.
We're just going to do two more to see that I okay. Because I have somebody coming from the school. Here.
That's fine. Arye kathayami te bhutartham. Arye. Arye, I have... Aha, is that...
Arya is like it's a very respectful or noble person, but this is to Arya would be to the vocative for feminine.
Oh, so vocative feminine singular?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Arya kathayami te bhutartham kathayami. Kathayami would be something in Ami Mibhamha. Katha to tell. To tell.
Kathayami, it's tenth gana.
Right. So tell, and then te would be you, dative. Oh, I guess either genitive or dative singular for you, kathayami. Bhutartham is that for the sake of the people or something?
I'm looking it up.
Bhutartha reality. I see. So bhutartha is reality, and then bhutartham is that.
I tell you the truth.
I guess?
In English, noble one.
O
Arya.
Yeah.
Right.
O Arya.
Kathayami te bhutartham in English.
So I tell you the truth.
Yeah, I tell you the reality. But when in English you'd say, I tell you the truth. I tell the truth to you. So what case does that make, te?
I tell you the truth. So te would be dative.
Yeah.
Dative singular.
Yeah.
Tell me the truth. Mahyam dhanam na yachasi. Mahyam is dative. Singular for I, mahyam dhanam, wealth for me, na yachasi.
Yach and da yach means to give.
Yachasi is to give.
Da, it's actually da, like gum becomes.
Oh, so
yach,
da becomes yach.
Yeah.
Sitha. So si is singular second person. Yachasi.
Mm-hmm.
Na yachasi. Mayim dhanam na yachasi. I will not give you my...
You do not give na yachasi.
You do not give...
Si, right? No,
yeah.
You do not give.
You do not give my
money. No, mahyam is dative.
Oh yeah.
To
mahyam to me.
And da yach, the verb to give, governs the dative. The recipient of the object of giving is going to be in the dative. So na yachasi, you do not give dunam, wealth or money to me.
Mm.
You could say you are not giving money to me. You are not giving wealth to me.
Yeah.
You don't give money to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Mahyam dhanam.
Dhanam is wealth.
Dhanam. Right.
So mahyam is to me. It's the dative. Da yach governs the dative. of the recipient of the gift.
Da or yach.
Da means da yach. That's like gun yach.
Da slash yach governs the day-day.
Governs
of the one who is.
Of the recipient.
Of the recipient.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay, let's stop there because I've got a professor coming here to do some work with me.
Okay.
But we'll mark this and then I guess for next week we can at least finish the sentences on 33 and 34 and move into. Move into the sentences on 139.
Oh, right, they do have this. I didn't even see this.
Hmm?
Oh, that's them.
And then this book is finished.
Oh, my God.
Too. It's good.
Okay, so I'm going to try and memorize the declensions for the pronouns. I really have so much.
That's what you should be working on, yeah. Probably got another couple of months left on this book because at the end, at the very end, they have three pages of more difficult sentences.
I saw those.
While we're doing those sentences, you can work on memorizing everything that's been covered in this book.
Absolutely use all the time. Yeah, because even the basic thing, sometimes I forget.
Yeah, so. I know. It just, you have to continue exposure, continue reading. Okay, let's do our prayer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.